From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In the Philippines, a Manila-based solar lighting project is outfitting a million houses with new light bulbs. And they aren't the kind of light bulbs you might expect. They are simpler, just used plastic bottles and water. They're meant to not only help the poor light their homes, but to save them money, too, in a country where nearly half the population lives on less than $2 a day. Producer Simone Orendain visited a recent installation in Manila.
During the day, a small ray of sunlight enters through an open front door and partly illuminates the Royeras home. The 200-square-foot cement apartment is in the shadow of taller neighboring houses, but the mostly dark interior is about to change. On this morning, volunteers and local government workers pile in to hang some low-tech light bulbs from the corrugated metal roof. Sheila Royeras, her husband, her mother, and two young daughters live in this single room. While the volunteers work, she looks forward to keeping the electric lights off in the daytime. She says because of the high price of electricity, sometimes the family doesn't eat. And if they don't pay the bill on time, electricity is cut. Royeras says having electricity is a priority, especially at night because her sixth grader needs light to study by to keep up her honor roll status. The first hole in the roof is cut. It's exactly the diameter of a plastic 1-liter soda bottle. The volunteers fill a liter bottle with purified water and two capfuls of bleach. The bottle is held in place by a small metal brace. Nelly Duca is a community leader who learned how to assemble the bulbs. She says the bottle bulbs have a 5-year lifespan.
The purpose also of using bleach is to avoid the growing of molds, the insects also, and the water will remain clear.
Volunteers push the bottle through the hole in the roof until it juts halfway in. They hammer its brace into place. Then workers use sealant to guard against leaks from rain. The sun's light passes through the top of the bottle, and the water inside refracts it, casting a 55-watt glow from the bottom. In a neighboring municipality, Ilac Diaz keeps tabs on a solar bulb-making program at a local jail. Diaz heads the nonprofit My Shelter Foundation, which is overseeing this lighting project called A Liter of Light. He says in tropical countries, poor people often live in dark spaces that are heavily covered against driving rains and the hot sun. Diaz says this type of bulb is a better alternative to candles or other potential fire hazards.
It's safer, it's healthier, it's brighter, and the funny thing is the light bulb actually comes from the place you'd least expect it, which is just the trash bin. So it's the cheapest light bulb in the world.
Diaz estimates the solar bulbs will save customers an average of $10 a month on their electric bills. For Sheila Royeras, having the three new bulbs in her tiny house is a godsend. I'm much happier, she says with a big smile. And she adds, maybe when they pay next month's electric bill, they'll have money left over to buy food with. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendain in Manila.